There is no safety here. Although I don't know anyone whom anything has happened to, I don't let my daughter go out alone due to the numerous terrifying incidents and stories that we hear. So we as women no longer go out alone, and we don't even send our daughters alone to the shop.
A hurricane warning can be given 36 hours before a hurricane is supposed to reach land. Many droughts can be predicted up to a month in advance, giving communities in affected areas early warning and time to take precautions. But how do we know when tension in a community reaches a boiling point? How can we detect early warning signs and give people time to respond before things boil over? You're listening to The Color of Innovation, a podcast on innovation brought to you by the United Nations Development Program. Innovation for Development is about disrupting the way things work, or don't, and using creative approaches for solving difficult problems that people experience every day. This show brings to you inspiring stories of innovation from across the Arab states. In each episode, UNDP introduces social innovators, sharing their inspirations and their ideas, their passions, and their projects for changing the world. I am Reem Khati from Salt Podcasting, and this is a story of how UNDP Lebanon is using one of the world's most popular messaging apps to help people speak their minds and shape their own narratives. The Syrian crisis is now over 7 years old, with nearly 1 million Syrian refugees currently living in Lebanon, a country of just 6 million people. Surveys show that tensions between Lebanese host communities and Syrian refugees are on the rise. In 2014, when there was still hope that the displacement crisis would be temporary, 40% of Lebanese said that there were no tensions with Syrians. Now it seems fatigue is setting in. By 2018, only 2% of respondents said they didn't feel tensions with Syrian refugee communities. To go beyond the basic facts of the situation and find possible solutions, UNDP Lebanon wanted to figure out the root causes of these tensions. They wanted to dig into the specific issues creating tensions between these communities. In order to do so, the UNDP would need people to speak honestly about their problems. Traditionally, UNDP has used the process of surveys, assessments, and evaluations to find answers to similar questions. But in situations like this, when tensions run high, UNDP figured that people would be reluctant to air their disputes and grievances through these cumbersome methods. Instead, UNDP turned to WhatsApp, the hugely popular messaging app, to be a platform for their survey. We talked to Leila Ulrich, social stability analyst with UNDP Lebanon, to understand why.
We did a lot of social stability analysis at UNDP, and we received a lot of quantitative data, survey data, for our tension monitoring. And that data consistently showed that tensions between Syrian refugees and Lebanese host communities were rising. But we didn't always understand how these tensions actually manifest themselves in people's everyday lives, what they mean, and what exactly drives those tensions. So we felt that sort of a lot of the interesting data was just slipping through the questionnaire of the survey, and that it would be really important to hear directly from people on the ground what's actually going on.
WhatsApp created a unique opportunity for UNDP to capture individual stories and gain deeper insights to the daily frustration of the respondents, something more difficult to pin down using traditional survey methods.
And then we realized that we actually have a readily available tool to do that type of qualitative deep dive analysis, and that's WhatsApp. Essentially, we bought a phone, and then we collected phone numbers. We did it in two places, in two localities in the Bekaa. And the Bekaa is also the area where most refugees are hosted. And we collected a database of both sort of refugee and host community phone numbers, and then sent out survey questions as voice messages. So we said, hi, this is Sarah from UNDP, and we would like to ask you a few questions about your situation. And we ran the survey over a whole month. So we would send 2 to 3 voice messages a week.
UNDP ensured that community members were central to the design of the WhatsApp survey. Working closely with the community helped create better questions that participants would feel more comfortable with. UNDP believes this was ultimately a big reason why people felt so comfortable using WhatsApp surveys. We talked to Mito, one of the workshop's facilitators, to learn more about their findings.
We wanted to see how well received the WhatsApp survey would be. And I think the biggest takeaway from it was that regardless of who you're talking to, regardless of class, regardless of background, at least from the people that we were exposed to, we found out that WhatsApp was very much the most prevalent mode of communication.
During the project, UNDP collected responses from roughly 1,000 participants, largely in the form of voice messages.
In regards to the survey itself, we did find a lot of acceptance because you know, you're able to send voice notes, you're able to express sentiments, especially for people who wanted to talk about their grievances and their challenges and their hardships in their community. We found that the response to it was really good in comparison to just like a manual needs assessment that people have seen over and over, both in Lebanese communities and in the refugee camps or in any of the informal tented settlements that were in the two villages that we were working in.
Like Mira, Leila found that the WhatsApp survey produced richer data and more efficiently in comparison to previous survey models.
So for us, it was the innovation part of it is that it allowed us to really scale up qualitative research. Because for me, if I would want to do now sort of interviews, research interviews with 1,000 people, that would require an enormous amount of time and resources. With WhatsApp, you can do it very quickly in real time and very cost effectively because WhatsApp is free.
It's often perceived that a new app or a new platform is needed to solve a problem. But sometimes, the best solutions aren't about investing huge sums of money in new apps or platforms. As UNDP Lebanon's WhatsApp initiative shows, sometimes the best solutions are already at our fingertips.
I think the simplicity of it was really important to the success of the project because, you know, so many organizations are creating new apps and then people have to download them and understand them. And many people don't take the time to do that. So I think often innovation lies in going to the communication tools that people are already using, that already make sense to people and that they're already comfortable with.
Aside from being used as a surveying tool, WhatsApp might soon serve another role.
We're also in contact with the programming side and sort of are thinking of ways of integrating WhatsApp surveying as part of doing programming in Lebanon, for example, for needs assessments, for community outreach, for monitoring and evaluation, for measuring long-term impact. So we're also having those conversations, and hopefully this will be an integral part of how we do programming and coordination and research in Lebanon.
You've been listening to The Color of Innovation, a UNDP podcast that showcases examples of innovation for development around the Arab states and the world. We hope these stories leave you feeling inspired and hopeful for our collective future. UNDP supports innovation by introducing new methodologies for doing development differently. Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts, and follow our journey through UNDP's website, undp.org/innovation. That is undp.org/INNOVATION. This show is produced by SALT for UNDP Innovation in the Arab States.